get into that a little bit. I was going to begin, though, with sort of the single biggest cliche about the United States Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit, which is this, most recently in the Times-Picayune, it's conservative, is what people always say about it. What the heck does that mean? That is a phrase without content, but you hear it all the flippin' time. And I'd suggest, as a, if you hear that, or somebody asks you about that, or you feel the urge to say that in talking about federal law in this circuit, think a little bit further about what aspect of conservatism are you talking about. Is it politics? Is it a role of the judicial branch? Is it the division of power between the appellate and the district court levels? There are differences of opinion all through the court on that, and some of those schools of thought are fairly called conservative in those areas, others less so. So that sort of sentence, you hear it all the time, is at a big picture level, largely worthless, but is a good way of thinking about some of the different strands of analysis that you'll see in the presentation. Pleadings, first up. And I learned, this is kind of cool, you know these things, these meme generators? You can get these pictures and put little words around them. So I made a meme from the Lord of the Rings. It's pretty cool. So this case is a products case from Louisiana. It's been all over the place. Went up to the en banc court even on an issue about fraudulent joinder. But On the merits, the problem was Mr. Flagg got some toe implants, some kind of metal thing in his toe, and it didn't work well, had to be fixed, spent a lot of time in the hospital. And when I finally got to the merits after resolving the issue of who the parties are, the court said there was a Rule 12 issue. There was an issue as to whether there was an appropriate pleading under Twombly and Iqbal. And the court said, disagreeing with the district court, this is good enough. There is an allegation that the metal alloy in the toe thing wasn't designed correctly. It wasn't the right mix of metals. And there's an allegation that the implant was not of the right shape or size to fit in the area where it was placed and withstand the stresses in that part of the body.